1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sanis with us, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And the you heard us talking about the study, which is concerning teenage girls and whether bisexuality is now a part of their sexual behavior. My question for you, Jay, you're with a volunteer neighborhood police agency, which I know you have formed to sort of augment or assist the police, as you say it, in their work.
And Phil, our organization is more to sort of pick up, kind of walk along and mop up, I suppose, the things the police department is overlooks or not able to do.
My question, though, is with regard to this study that came out today concerning teenage girls experimenting with bisexuality, how does this involve law enforcement?
It's a good question, Phil, and it's one that we want to be very clear about. Citizens Auxiliary Police and the front lines of law enforcement, we're not here to certainly try to enforce sexual behavior or sexual orientation. We are concerned from the standpoint of safety. Whether or not a young girl is being pressured in this kind of behavior by an older woman, whether a young girl being pressured in this kind of behavior by a peer, it's one thing certainly to try to protect our young girls from young men who may be predatory. It's quite another thing to know whether or not these girls, because it is so unusual to see young girls openly display this kind of affection with each other. And so what we've tried to do is, during our curfew roundup, and we do a once a month, we do a curfew roundup. This is an area when we talk about where the police have, you know, we do respect the police and we think they do a very good job. But if you want to talk about an area where the police just don't seem to get it, it's the curfew.
And you're talking about a 10 o'clock curfew.
10 o'clock curfew, enforcing that. And during our curfew roundup this weekend and last weekend, you do encounter young women who are out by themselves, and at that time, we try to do a curfew check, as well as do just an informal a survey of these young people, because we do want to know is it something that they're in favor of? You know, are they volunteering to do it? Is their orientation this kind of a thing?
All right, now this is a method that you have checkpoints, curfew checkpoints around the area. And you're watching kids walking down the street, so you're not pulling over their cars?
We've got two methods, Phil. We have our sub-commanders in SUVs who, if they see two young women, will pull them over for their safety. If we are in a mall area, we will stop young women, just a very quick questionnaire for their safety. And at that time, it is a delicate thing, and you want to be very, very careful. You're dealing with someone else's daughter. And so we respect that, and we try to be as respectful as we can, at the same time determine whether there is this strain of female bisexuality among teenage girls or not. And it's tough. I'm a father, and a lot of our sub-commanders, Major Elvis Newton, some of our brigadier admirals, as well as our, Lieutenant J.G. generals, have daughters.
All right, now, when the kids are stopped, you see two girls walk together, you'll stop them.
We'll stop them. First of all, we ask for their ID. Are you out after 10 o'clock? If you're underage, there is a curfew violation at that time. Then we ask them, and we try to put it as delicately as we can. Have you, or do you, or are you, tending to be bisexual? And by that, we try to be very non-invasive. Now, you don't know whether they're going to give you an honest answer. A lot of times they will say, no, I'm not. You know, no, it's not something I'm very interested in. And that's when you have to use a little bit of psychology, and that's, of course, when we use what we call incentive. It's incentive level 3. And you will say to them, well, you claim that you are not bisexual. If we were to pay you $20 to kiss that other girl, would you then be bisexual? And you can get it. It's interesting.
What, you're offering them money to kiss each other?
No, it's not. No, you're not offering them money to kiss each other. You're trying to find out whether they're being honest or not. Whether they're being honest or not.
All right, so if you say to her, these two young women, are you bisexual? And they say no. And you say, well.
Well, they will say, well, would you take $20 to kiss her? No, I wouldn't. Would you take $50 to kiss her on the mouth or what have you? And you find out very rapidly which girls are telling you the truth in that they would turn the money down, and which finally do come clean, if you will, and are honest about their sexual orientation. Now, once we determine that we're dealing with a bisexual orientation among a couple of teenage girls, then we do want to get their names. If we can, we do want to inform the parents. You know, we do get photographic evidence. You'd be surprised how many people look suspect on that.
And what do you mean photographic evidence?
Well, if they do indicate that they would kiss each other for $50 or $100, what have you, we do take a picture. That picture is public file. That picture is readily available to the parents. So we are not trying to... you know, you get a lot of these people who think that you're doing this for...
Well, I'll tell you this much. If I'm a father and I hear that you are asking girls to kiss each other...
No, we are not.
All right, so you're... So what you're saying is, we want to know whether you're bisexual. Now, what do you say to them when they say, what business is it of yours?
Well, we tell them that it is, as law enforcement, it is our business because we want to make sure that they are voluntarily with each other and one is not coercing the other. And they'll say, no, we're friends. And they say, well, does it have anything, girls? You know, we don't want to be, invasive. Has it got anything to do with any bisexual kind of a deal? And they may say yes, they may say no. Well, at that point, as a law enforcement officer, I have to make a judgment call. And the only way to do that is to say, all right, you say you're not. If I gave you a $20 bill, would you kiss her or not? And they will. That's when you start to get the truth.
All right, again, I'm having a problem, though. Law enforcement is there to uphold the law. You are an auxiliary police force. You're questioning the sexuality of two young women. What does this have to do with the law and safety?
Again, Phil, we want to determine whether these girls are being coerced into some kind of a sexual relationship with another female. We want to make sure that they are of their own volition with that female. What is the nature of that relationship? A lot of times, if it's sexual, it can be violent. I don't want to scare any parents. So we will try to determine, are you bisexual, or is there any kind of sexual deal going on here? And they'll say no. All right, okay, well, I'm a police officer. I'm going to have to determine the truth. Now, I got a $50 bill. You know, it's sad. A lot of people will say, oh, okay, you're paying them to kiss each other. No, we are not.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what you're doing, but that's what it would sound like to me.
No, that's absolutely not the point. The money is used to simply draw the truth.
And then they kiss and you take a picture of that.
That picture is public file. The parents can have access to it. And, it's got nothing to do with anything that is not above board. Yes, we do take the picture. And at that time, we do tell the girls, you're going to have to get your phone number and tell your parents what the nature of your relationship is in terms of your... sexually being with each other and how this is just not you two girls going out to the movies, but apparently the two of you are having sex or like that.
I mean, just because the two girls kissed because you, how do you know they're not kissing because you're giving them $50?
Well, even if they were kissing because we gave them $50, the fact that a girl or anybody's going to kiss anyone of the same sex on the mouth in a case of bisexuality. So if there's two guys, and I said, I'll give you $50 to kiss each other on the lips, they kiss each other on the lips, what does that tell you?
I don't know. Maybe they need the bread.
Well, believe me, Phil, I'm on the front lines of law enforcement. We see this all the time. Last month alone, we were able to identify some 26 girls who do have bisexual tendencies, and we were told by a local university and a couple of local colleges that the work we're doing is very valuable in terms of their research.
All right, Jay Sanis with us of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. What is the incidence of bisexuality among teenage girls? The Citizens Auxiliary Police is, during their curfew checkpoints, talks to young women and asks them point blank if they are bisexual. You don't take their word yes or no, do you?
No, you don't know. When you're dealing with a teenage girl, Phil, you have to understand that as good as these young ladies may want to be, as good as we think our young women are, there is no age group, I don't think, that probably prevaricates more, lies more than a teenage girl. So if I say, are you bisexual, and they say no, I got to take it to level two. I'll take it right up to the next level. I'll go ahead and just dance right up the steps to level two. At that time, I say, well, at this time, then, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to inform you that I'll give you $100 if you will kiss that girl on the mouth. If they go for it, and you should see some of these gals, they go, yeah, you know. So we've got some photographs that...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Jay Sanis with a volunteer Citizens Auxiliary Police on the incidents of bisexuality among teenage girls. Are they telling the truth to their parents? Are they going out with boys, or would they prefer to be with girls? They are offering them $20, $50, $100 to kiss each other. If they do, obviously you've got a situation where the kids are tending to be more bisexual. They photograph it. They do keep copies and give the copies to the parents, as well as the names of the other girl that their daughter kissed. 1-800-449-8686. Is this constitutional? And is this the an area of concern, a legitimate concern for law enforcement, even a volunteer neighborhood watch? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line. And people do ask us, Jay, you're a law enforcement, but you're not... Why are you not a police officer in the, I guess, accredited sense?
Well, Phil, I don't know what you mean by accredited sense.
Well, I mean a badge-carrying, a police academy.
Well, Phil, there's not a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police that couldn't have been a member of the police, but we're not interested in politics. We're interested in getting the job done. You know, there's a lot of police that are interested in politics. But we want to get the job done. It's about saving lives. And to that end, that's why we do the work that we do.
All right, so stopping teenage girls and asking them questions about their bisexuality, you see as a safety issue?
We believe it's a safety issue from the standpoint. It's one thing if parents think their daughter is out with a boy. It's another thing if the parents don't know that the girl is out with another girl engaged in a bisexual relationship that could lead to the further... You know, the further degrading of that young lady in terms of her clothing and hairstyle and that kind of thing. So when we do stop these young women, let's put that in mind.
All right, so you say, will you take $20 to kiss that girl?
That is primarily, we'll say, are you bisexual? No, I'm not. All right, would you take $50 to kiss her? And we're not just talking about peck on the lips either. We want to see if she indeed tends in that direction. And that, unfortunately, and you know, very tragically, we're going to have to call for a kiss that's where there is tongue and that kind of nonsense.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joanna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, he just clarified my question there. I was going to ask if he would ask them just to peck kiss or to tongue kiss, because just peck kissing would not...
Right,
bisexuality.
Yeah, that's my feeling as well, ma'am. Peck kissing, I'm sure, is something that girls do with their mothers, girls do with their fathers. Very innocent, but
as friends when we were young. But I mean, that was the extent of it, and that was just peck kissing by or you know,
didn't do
like
any.
That.
You were, you know, in other words, when you kissed, you weren't fondling each other or touching each other's.
Oh Lord, no! Just peck, kiss, goodbye, and that's it.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. If somebody came up and offered me $50 to kiss my girlfriend when I was a teenager, if it was just a peck kiss, I would do it.
No, if I said to you though, say you're a teenage girl, I said, well, Joanna, are you bisexual? And you say to me, no, I'm not. All right, will you take a $100 bill to go ahead and you know? Give that girl, you know, a tongue kiss.
No, I wouldn't even.
Right,
I wouldn't even
right
do
there.
That to a. I wouldn't do that to some man either, though. That
see
I
right there.
Know.
That tells me. That tells me right there that she's telling the truth. And
all right. So in other words, if a girl takes $100 to tongue kiss her girlfriend, she's bisexual.
She is bisexual.
All right. Then the next question
say,
is.
Yes.
Then the next question is, what has that got to do with the police?
Well, so what we're trying to determine is the safety of these girls. Are they out in a bisexual relationship? Are they going to places that cater to individuals who tend to be violent? And many of your more masculine bisexual or homosexual females are violent, do carry chains, knives, this kind of thing. A lot of them, I can remember a breaking up a bar fight, and this was in a lesbian bar, and it took two of us to hold one of them down. See, some of them, man, it took two, three guys to hold one down.
Say one what? One, a female?
Yeah, one of these, what do they call, dikers, that kind of a thing.
Okay, Joanna, is that it?
Yes, but I agree with, I do believe that women, especially young girls, can be influenced to do that, because I did know a girl who was married and had two children, and she befriended this girl who was lesbian and hung around a bunch of lesbian girls,
right.
And the next thing you know, she was.
And what we'll do is we'll offer $100 to tongue kiss, and they say, well, I can do that, and I'm still not gay. I say, really? I'll give you another $20 to grab her. And I hate to do this because you're talking to underage girls.
Grab her what?
To grab her rear end. And lift the dress up and you know, the whole thing.
And you're getting pictures of this.
Yeah, but I don't want you to get the idea. These pictures are not going on the internet. These pictures are going to the parents so that they can see if the daughter is involved in fondlement.
Okay, Joanna, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that lady agrees with you.
Of course she agrees with me. She's been there. She's kissed her girlfriends, but she knows the difference. That's a woman that knows how to draw the line between just an innocent, you know, soft, tender kiss on the lips, and, you know, your hands start moving around.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police on bisexuality among teenage girls is on the increase. During their curfew checks, they will ask girls, are you bisexual? Oftentimes, the girls will deny it, and in order to find out whether they're telling the truth or not, you say $100 to tongue kiss, an extra $20 if they'll grab each other's rear ends?
No, you're making it sound like we're paying them to do it. We're saying, are you a lesbian? No. Okay. Then you wouldn't take $100 to tongue kiss that girl? Well, now they're thinking about it. Okay, that's indicator number one. That's red flag one. Now, will you take an extra $20? You know, and I hate to be crude about it. We'll take an extra $20, put your hands, you know, down her panties or some deal like that. Yes, I will. Okay, now you're beginning to get a picture, what they call in sociology, you're beginning to get a paradigm. And we've got this documented. And we consult with the parents. We'll sit down over coffee and tell them what we found out.
1-800-449-8686. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, I'm a father of a 16-year-old daughter, and if I knew that there was a man of authority, a police officer, who was asking my daughter sexual questions, I would feel very uncomfortable. And if I knew beyond that,
well,
he was offering them money to kiss another girl that's sitting beside her, I would feel like calling the police on this,
no, sir,
this
I'm
guy.
Not, I'm not offering her money. I'm asking a question. I'm saying, are you bisexual? No. All right. So you
can't offer money. Where you're offering a money.
No,
you're saying you're asking a question, but you really are offering money.
What I'm saying is,
if I knew about you out there doing this with my daughter, I would want to call the police on you. There's a strange man out there who is not an authority, and he's asking sexual questions to my daughter, offering money. I want you arrested.
All right. But you don't care to know whether your daughter's a bisexual or not.
This is something way far afield from the police department. And
if your daughter says to you someday, Dad, I want to marry a guy, and I could have shown you pictures of her, tongue kissing and all that nonsense, you would have thanked me for it.
Oh, I
you
don't think so. I really don't think so.
So your daughter lies to you and
says, I think you are way far afield trying to do, I suppose, parenting. I think the police have much more to do with
that was my question.
Other
I mean, what
crimes and not trying to pry into people's private lives. I think this is way far afield from what police ought to be doing.
Well, I can
and
tell
I
you,
first,
sir,
when I was looking
if your daughter
show,
said to you, that if your daughter said to you, I'm going to marry this guy, and you spend a lot of money on a wedding, and you spend a lot of money on setting them up or whatever you would do, and then I come to you about 2 months later and said, Larry, if you would have asked me, I could have shown you photographs of your daughter in a full tongue kiss with some 40-year-old woman, you would have said to me, Jay, why didn't you show me before that? And I would have said, because you didn't think it was my job.
No, I would say this. I didn't want to hire an effective private investigator to go investigating the sex life of my daughter.
All right, well, now your daughter's married to some guy, stealing your money. Here's a guy she's married to. Meanwhile, she's out gallivanting around in some of these nightclubs where the singer is wearing a tuxedo, and it's a chick. So good luck.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Bisexual teenage girls, does he have the right to ask them, are you a bisexual? Would you take money to French kiss that girl? It's Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. You know, I want to get back to some phone calls, Jay, about this curfew checkpoints that you set up. You're checking to make sure the kids are of age to be out after curfew. I appreciate that, to a point. Asking a girl if she's bisexual or not, you know, why is that the purview of the police?
Phil, it's very easy to answer that question. If your daughter, and I'm gonna put it in police terms so that you and your listeners can understand. If your daughter's out with a young man, it's one thing. She's out with a man-eater. Now you have yourself a situation where...
What do you mean a man-eater? What does that mean?
I'm talking about a full masculine, very masculinized lesbian. Now,
but if you stop two teenage girls...
What I'm trying to determine of these two teenage girls who are not yet masculinized, they are not, you know, in the parlance of police, and I hate to be, I hate to do the slang, but they have not fully, you know, metamorphosized into man-eaters. They are still young girls who are tending in that direction. If I can find out and get photographic evidence, and I know it sounds bad, you know, to offer...
Well, you're offering $100 for a French kiss and another $20 if they feel each other's butts. Now, that to me sounds like a guy that's photographing porn.
It would, unless the guy was giving over those photographs to the parents. Okay? I'm not keeping copies. I give these to parents. We give the parents the processing fee. That's all I'm saying.
And how much is the processing fee?
Well, the processing fee is going to be at least as much as what we had to pay to get the information of her being a possible man-eater. That's all I'm saying.
When you say a man-eater, are you talking about a lesbian?
I'm talking about a particularly masculinized, full man-eater, yeah.
A lesbian?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
I've been sitting here listening. You've got to be joking about all this.
You're
way out there in left field.
Mr. Santos, you have to understand, for me as a father, this gentleman, whoever, understand you're stopping our teenage daughter.
So it's a simple question that needs to be asked. Otherwise, law enforcement has to deal with this down the road. Now, you heard what I said to the other gentleman. Your daughter comes to you and says, Daddy, I'm in love with this boy. Great. You pay them. You know. Next thing you know, she's living with him, spending your money. You've hired him to be the foreman at your plant, and meanwhile, she's out on a motorcycle someplace, you know, with some gal.
Yeah, and hopefully
Midge.
Hopefully you would be locked in prison for photographing teenage girls underage and paying them to do sexual acts.
No,
hopefully
sir,
you'd
I'm
be
not
in prison.
No, sir, I am not paying them to do sexual acts. I want to
do you rich. Offer them money to do the sex act?
It is offering money to see if
do you give them the money afterwards?
Do we give them the money afterwards?
Yes.
Well, what kind of a guy
then
do you
you're
think?
Paying them to do sexual acts
what
and taking pictures of it.
It's voluntary. It's voluntary. And
they're still teenage. You're still taking pictures of it. You're enticing them with the money.
No, I'm saying...
You're a maniac, dude.
The question is this. We want you to, but would you take money to do that? And they say, yes, that gives me an idea. And
wait a minute. What's the difference between a guy saying, would you like $100 to be in a porn movie?
The difference is, Phil, I remember Citizens Auxiliary Police. And
really?
We're here to see it live.
So what's the difference in a fella saying, hey, I'll give you $100 if you'll bend over and let me take a shot of your butt? I know you're only 14 years old, but hey, I'm going to...
All right, let me ask you that question. All right, at this time, I do have to ask you that. I have to ask you a question. Have you heard that question before yourself, sir?
No, I haven't heard anything like that.
Well, where would you come up with something like that?
Well, where are you coming up with stuff that you're coming up with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, great,
look at the newspaper
today.
Sir,
I'm out of here.
Look at the newspaper today. You'll see the information there. Young girls are more bisexual now. They're full-blown bisexual than ever before. And who's going to get the photographic evidence to try to turn them around away from the path of the man-eater? That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tiffany, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'll be right back. Hey, Phil, this is Tiffany,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I must say that I am absolutely offended by everything that this gentleman said.
Can I ask
you
a question of a lady right now? Who are you speaking with just before you started talking to me?
Mr. I was in a convenience store. Sorry.
All right, no problem.
But what I want to say,
you know what I mean by the, you know what I mean by a man eater.
I completely know. Let me make my point first.
Yes, ma'am.
As a lesbian woman who has been out for a very long time, I do not believe that young girls that are kissing other young girls are necessarily bisexual. You have to think about the millions of girls that go to college, they go out, they get drunk, and they make out with other females. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're bisexual. Are they experimenting? Absolutely. But that does not make them bisexual.
But you need to understand which ones are on their way toward the full diesel motif.
If you can provide me with some scientific information that says that women that make out with other women are going to be bisexual when they get older, then I'll absolutely believe you. But I can tell you, as a woman that went to college and made out with other females even when I thought I was straight, you know something? That doesn't necessarily mean that a female is bisexual when she makes out with another female.
Hold on for a second. You just got done saying you're gay, correct?
I am.
All right. You made out with other women even though you thought you were straight. I mean, ma'am, what you're basically saying is you were in school, you were deep French kissing, feeling up butts, doing the whole man-eat act.
Hold on. Whoa.
And then you turned into a full diesel.
That was my case.
Did you go diesel?
I have friends who did the exact same thing that I did, and guess what? They are married to other men, and they have kids. Does that make them gay? No, they were experimenting.
I think the parents are entitled to know whether their daughter is a traditional sexually or whether she is a two-stroke diesel. Now,
what do you mean by diesel, man? I don't get that.
Well, this young lady knows what I mean. I'm talking about diesel dyke, this kind of deal.
Well, you're talking about
something. That is something that people that are closed-minded, that like you, put on females that may choose to look like a guy. Every female does not look like that, and I think that it's very fair that you keep referring to lesbian women as diesel dykes or man-eaters, whatever. We are not like that. We are people just like any other.
Well, I certainly
female.
Agree with that, ma'am. I'm not trying to offend you. May I ask you this time, are you butch?
Absolutely not.
Right,
if you saw me walking on the street, you would have no clue that I was a lesbian.
All right. So my question is this. Do you wear pantsuits, any kind of thing like that?
I wear anything that I feel pleased to wear.
I want to ask the lady, did you watch Ellen DeGeneres, for instance, last night on Annie Awards?
Did I watch her win?
Did you see Ellen DeGeneres last night hosting the Emmy Awards, ma'am?
No, I did not.
All right, she had on a comfortable suit, and I have to tell you, I'd look good in it. I mean, I was envious of that suit.
She has that prerogative to do so. If she wants to dress like a man, then she has that prerogative.
All right, ma'am, I'm
going to
ask you, do you shave your armpits?
Do I what?
Do you shave your armpits?
I do, yeah.
All right, I got no problem with her, Phil.
Well, wait a minute, man. This has got nothing to
here's what I'm trying to say. Don't you think a parent is entitled to know if his daughter or her daughter is out there on the streets lip-locking and feeling up the butt of some...
But you know something? That is the responsibility of a parent.
Of some she-male.
That is the responsibility of a parent, and that all falls back on the parent. If a parent is allowing their child to be out that late at night, then that is that parent's responsibility to know what that child is doing and who that child is doing it with.
So is it
your responsibility to offer money and to take pictures even though you're not giving the money out? No, that's not your responsibility. That is the responsibility of the parent.
But, ma'am, don't you think the parents need to see photographic evidence of their child?
You know something? If they're out that late, their
activity.
Parents should be with them.
All right,
if they're out that late.
Yeah. And I'm confused. You said
they're out that late.
Yeah, if she's involved in she-male activity.
See, when you say she-male, what are you talking about?
He's talking about a female that looks like a man.
There you go.
All right, look, Tiffany, thank you. I think you've cleared some things up for me.
Thank you very much.
Well,
Bill.
I don't
it
think
was a pleasure.
She has cleared anything up for you.
Yes, she has cleared up a lot for me.
She said that she was a lesbian. She was kissing girls in school, and she's a lesbian. So that's what I'm saying. Kiss a girl in school.
It's not all females, and I want you to acknowledge that it's not every single female.
All right, it's not every female, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't have Timberland and flannel shirts in your closet, I swear to God, then I've got a female organ. Do you?
No, I do not.
Come on.
All right, look at Tiffany. Thank you.
That's such bull.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Who is that? Well, anyway, it's Phil Henry's show. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are out during their curfew watch this week, asking young girls, are you bisexual? If they say no, would you take $100 to French kiss that girl? And they are, you know, collating their information from there. We'll be right back with our final segment with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, right after this on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all, just a little peek. Kind of peekaboo.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Being involved here, I think it's only fair to say that if you say you want to marry a guy, that, you know, I've got to get some photographic evidence that you like men. Because right now, all I know is you're going to get married. I'm going to hire him. He's going to be a salesman out on the floor. Meanwhile, at night, I don't know what you're doing. Are you going out to some of these piano bars where they got a woman dressed in tuxedo? Wearing a top hat and tails, and all the women are dancing close with each other. One woman is wearing a dress shirt and suspenders. The other gal looks like a regular gal.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about, man. I'm not familiar.
Oh, come on, Mr. Henry. I think we're all familiar.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to know
who actually
authorized this operation that you're actually doing.
Major Elvis Newton.
Who?
Major Elvis Newton. Newton.
Major.
Yes, sir.
So he's higher than Scott.
He's higher than what, sir?
Okay. And...
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank
and
you.
Why is it any your business and or the law's business of what these girls are doing?
Well, we're full of fear. That if these gals are out fooling around like that, the next thing you know, they're going to be invited out to Palm Springs. A golf tournament happens out there every year. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah.
A number of motels out there where a lot of these gals get together, throw a football around, and it gets ugly.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean gets ugly? So what are you saying? A bunch of lesbians go out to the dinosaur?
Well, Mr. Henry, are you a father?
Yes, I am a father of a daughter.
All right. You want your daughter out there wearing gym shorts? Is that what you want? Throwing a football around?
Why not? They're girls. They play.
Yeah.
So naturally,
girls play football. No, I don't think so. I'll throw the flag on that.
Sounds like he's a chauvinist, but.
Well, I can tell you, first of all, sir, number one, are you a man or. I'm sorry?
I'm a man. I got a high voice.
You are a guy. Okay. If you're a father and your daughter says, Daddy, I want to marry a guy by the name of Ed, all right?
Okay.
She brings Ed home, and you happen to notice that Ed doesn't have any facial hair, even though Ed is in a flannel shirt, lumberjack boots, walking around with a you know, a belt watch, keys on a chain.
All right.
Even has a tattoo.
Not a problem.
Guess what? It's a chick.
And?
Don't you think you should be told that?
Well, no. It would be for me to find out.
Wait a minute.
Not for somebody else to go. You know, you're invading a minor's life.
Wait a second.
A minor has rights, too. If I wanted to find out about it, if I was second-guessing my daughter of doing that, then I would hire a private investigator to find out.
So all I'm trying to do is we are trying to give you the opportunity to know that there's a man-eater that's on the prowl.
Okay, fine.
All right, that's all I'm trying to do for you.
Yeah, but the thing is that as a male... As a male, you've never fantasized in the seeing two women go at it?
Sir, what I have in my video library is certainly my own business. And
well,
I do
yeah,
have
yeah,
got a large collection.
Now,
all right, I'll give you. I've got a large collection, yes.
All right, but now you're going out and more or less hunting these women. Who says they're going to be bisexual anyway?
Tell you what, if they'll take $20 to kind of feel each other's butt.
Well, yeah, but you go down to MLK and give a bum sitting on the corner $120. Do you think he's going to do anything that you want him to do? Of course he
will.
There's
nothing a bum's got down on MLK that I'm going to give him $120
well, that's
for,
fine, but
other than to get away from me.
You're singling out
an
individual. All right. They're teenagers. They don't have jobs yet.
Absolutely.
Well, ma'am,
you're offering them money.
Ma'am, I want to thank you.
It's not a woman. It's a guy.
I'm sorry.
But the thing of it is that you're offering
Mr.
them
Coleman,
money.
All right, look, we got to take a break, sir. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let's go to a phone call very quickly. I have Crystal on the line. Go ahead, Crystal. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just don't see how it's any of any law enforcement's business what anybody wants to do with their partners or whatever.
I wish it wasn't my business, ma'am. I really do. I wish I didn't
It's
have
not
to,
your business.
I wish that I didn't have to worry about it. I wish I didn't have to stay up nights thinking about it.
Why do you think about it?
What do you mean, why do I think about
it? I mean, it's not your business. Why should you care? If that's what they want to do, that's what they're going
to
do.
So
it's
you're trying to tell me that some young girl who has been, you know, who has been completely entrapped by a man-eater clique. I'm not going
to
lay awake at night thinking about that.
If that's who they want to hang out with, why should it bother you?
Because the parents need to know if their daughter is on her way to... You know, to a very butch end.
Well, what's so wrong with it?